Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny, are we rolling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarah Mini Secret Show for Friday, March 18th, 2022.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus. Are you yelling
coming
at
in
our
hot.
Bosses again? Stop
Jeez.
It. Oh, just because we have a meeting right after this doesn't mean you have to be all angry about it, Bryn. God.
Bryn and
Vinny and I are constantly trying to like talk you off a ledge with these meetings. I mean,
know, right?
God, they're so fun. And there's so much important content that we learn about.
Absolutely. You're right about that.
Yeah. Well, I know I am. I'm constantly trying to tell you. Don't act like you don't whine about them constantly. I mean, sheesh.
After our meetings, I always write our bosses and say, more.
Yep.
Encore.
Oh, my God.
Encore. Bravo.
If we could have 3 or 4 of those a week, that'd be.
Yep. Woo.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Anyway. What's everyone doing this weekend besides Vinny, who's babysitting? did I just laugh out loud?
Yeah, you did. That's not very nice.
Roll, Sarah.
I know. We just found out that your wife is like, I'm going to go pick up your mom. So is she driving out Saturday and then spending a night there and driving back? Or what's happening?
No, she's flying there, but it is it's a whole freak. So she flies there and then drives my mom back in my mom's car.
I get it.
With my mom's dog.
Yes.
It's a whole freaking thing.
Right. Yeah,
and our dog, by the way, I didn't even tell you today, Ripolita got her woman area
removed.
Sewn up or removed or however they. So we won't have any more periods in the house or any more puppies. But
that's good news.
Right now, she's unrecognizable as she's just big sad eyes.
Aww. Did it just shave her?
They
or did
shaved
they go in?
Her.
Oh,
they,
boy,
she's got a scar
thing.
Down her tummy. She's all sad-eyed.
Does she have the cone of shame?
She's got the cone on. Well, we kind of can take it off once we were around to make sure she doesn't do anything.
Right.
But, overnight she had to sleep with the cone.
Poor little thing. God, that's tough. It's hard. You can't explain it to them. And they're just... And you're feeling like they're in pain, and I did that to them, and it's just sad.
It's not as sad as what it would be if we had a litter of puppies, so we're good with it.
You're right. I mean, we don't want unwanted puppies in the world, but people would want them.
We don't want them.
Yeah,
we don't want them.
You're not dog breeders, is what you're saying?
We're not dog breeders and want no part of that. No, thank you.
Right. Plus, I'm sure it would be like some local dog with balls that knocked her up. So,
right.
You know, they'd be.
So it'd be like a pit bull Australian Shepherd mix. Right.
Right. I wonder what I wonder if there is a pit bull. You know how they have.
I'm sure. I mean, I bring that name up. I say that name not because I don't like pit bulls. I actually think they make great dogs and they can be very friendly, but they also can be scary. And, you know, you look at the dog park and you're like, I think that pit bull's fucking my dog. Do I say something or do I look away? Because getting in the middle of that might be trouble.
Oh, your dog got fucked at the dog park?
No, I just mean that's the, you know, what do you do?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I know you kept Willa a virgin her whole life.
Willa didn't go to dog parks. But even though she'd also had the surgery, but I didn't take Willa to dog parks.
She
dog
just
parks
hang?
Are sketchy.
Oh.
I don't like them.
I'm surprised. I feel like there's so many people there and so many dogs.
And there's always a thing.
There's always somebody who can't control their dog.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And that person can't believe it. This is the first time this has ever happened.
As the dog is eating all the small dogs.
Right.
You know, at my sister's house, and she lives on Marco Island, Florida, with my mom and my brother.
Ding.
They don't all live together. They all have houses, but they... we went on this long walk through this around this pond and, you know, a retention pool, whatever the hell the things are called. And there's parks and stuff. It's a real pretty walk, you know, lovely and trees and stuff. And there are two dog parks. One is for dogs this size and up, and one is for dogs this size and down.
Oh, that's smart.
I did think that because it does seem, I mean, people do want to let their dog off a leash, and you want your dogs to socialize and have fun. You know, I think the dogs love the dog park. Some dogs do anyway. But if they're getting eaten every time they go there, we're getting fucked.
Yeah.
You don't want
not
that.
Not good.
Yeah. So conveniently, Nikki has left the studio.
Ah.
So we can't ask her about her weekend plans.
Well, we know what she has to get done.
We do. You think she's going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to.
She's pretty cagey about all that stuff.
What do you mean you don't think she's going to? You don't think that boyfriend of hers is going to be... He's probably heard already, whether it's a friend or someone else who's, you know, passed it on.
Or
hey,
his
you
mom.
Know.
I'll tell you what I really think.
Or his mom, right.
I think they've done all the stuff. I think they're two little fuck bunnies, and they've done everything. And she knows her mom and his mom listen. And that's... And so...
That's, yeah...
You
I
know,
think that's a strong possibility.
She is not in a position to give zero fucks because she's got to go home and live with her mom and dad. So she's got to make it seem like they're super. I can't believe she even admitted that they've done it.
Except that now she's full time. And so unfortunately for her, that whole, you don't pay me enough for this shit.
Yeah.
That's over.
Well, I suppose she could still say she was uncomfortable with it. We'd have to appreciate that, right?
Yeah, you know, that's true. That. Unfortunately, we are.
And she's back. All right, lying liar who lies. What's going to happen this weekend?
Sorry. Math equations are going to happen this weekend, right?
Okay, yeah. Did you already tell him about it? Is he all excited?
No, I haven't told him this weekend. I'm spending the night there, so...
Oh, all right. Yeah. So it's getting done. See, I think she's going to do it. I think this is a great opportunity for both of them.
I mean, he's getting a new bed, so.
You got to break that sucker in.
Oh,
you got to christen that thing.
Yeah. I can't.
He got a new bed because he got a new girl.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
Well, I think that that's important. Yeah, I do think that you know, he's probably like, well, you know, now that I want to keep her around, I need to keep a comfortable bed for her. I had a bed for a long time in my 20s that, and even my girlfriend at the time was like, your bed is like craters.
Oh.
But it's comfortable. It was comfortable, but it craters. And the weird thing about it was, so you're comfortable and you also kind of can't get out of it.
Oh.
And so you're like, got to throw a leg over just to get out of the motherfucker. And she
climb
used to say,
out of a hole.
Yeah, she used to say, like, this bed, I can't, we got to, but I didn't have any money. I couldn't get a new bed. So I was like, sorry. Sorry about it.
Yeah, this is, it's actually his parents' bed because they,
the bed he was conceived in.
No.
It's a family heirloom.
Got to keep in the family. No, his mom said it was too soft, so they got a Sleep Number bed, actually.
Oh,
so
right.
Maybe after.
What did they think? Did they like the Sleep Number?
I haven't asked them yet. They got it, I think yesterday or today. So,
I'm sorry.
So the
his
new bed
new
is
bed
their old bed.
Is their old bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ew.
It's not that old, though. It's not that old of a bed. So it's
they
not,
just didn't like it was too soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll all work out. There won't be any parent cooties in there or anything. Yeah.
No. You know what I always put on beds anyway is one of those...
Mattress toppers.
Yeah, mattress
topper. Yeah, he bought one of those. So.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever happened underneath it, that's not...
Thanks,
it will
guys.
Never touch you. You're okay. Yeah,
right. It doesn't matter. While you're in the middle of it in the throes of passion, be like, your parents bone on this bed. Oh! That'll be good.
Okay, I'll yell that too. Get the whole apartment complex going.
Yeah. That'll be really fun. Is he a neat person? Like, does he change the sheets a lot? And
he just bought new sheets because he had a queen and he's going to a king. So
guys have a king bed now. Ooh,
yeah.
Whoa.
So he just bought new sheets. But yeah, his apartment is pretty clean. Like, he even had, when he had his cat.
What happened to his cat?
She died.
Ew.
Like, really unexpectedly. It was pretty sad.
What happened?
Was it a coyote?
No, it just, she was kind of acting funny. And then he took her to the vet and they're like, okay, we'll run some tests and whatever. And he left and then he gets a call and it's like, your cat died.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she like had a
something
heart
was
attack.
Oh God.
Or something. Yeah. Like,
shit happens to cats sometimes. Something like that. And they can't tell you about it.
Yeah. So. And it was pretty sad. So, but with the cat, the first time I went over there, I didn't smell anything. You would have never known he had a cat.
How did he pull that off?
He kept the litter box in a closet and just the door slightly ajar. And then he has air fresheners around his apartment that just randomly spritz.
Oh, and yeah, the plug-in things or
it's like on a timer. He has like three different ones and they randomly just go.
Good for
him. You never would know he had a cat.
Oh. So now he doesn't need those air fresheners anymore.
Well, no, he still has them going. Oh, he just likes his place smelling nice.
Smell fresh.
Yeah.
You sound like a nice pair.
You do.
You're going to make a great couple.
He's getting a king-size bed. Is there room for you at this apartment? Could you move there? Has that been discussed?
No, it hasn't been discussed.
It's
you haven't even said
that,
I love
Sarah.
You. Yeah. It's been 6 months. Yeah. A lot of people jump right in.
It's not 6 months.
It has been. Like
seven months.
7 or 8, actually.
Oh. When? September?
What?
Yeah. Well, around August, September, yeah.
All right, so call it all of September, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah, she's pushing 7 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, tell his mom to hurry up and send us the money she owes us.
Yeah. Hello.
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
I didn't get a goddamn penny yet. What is going on here?
Were
you guys selling me off? Like,
yeah, we auctioned you off. Yes. Highest bidder.
Absolutely.
So our parents don't get a cut of that?
No.
No.
Nah.
No. No.
Nope.
They sent you to us. Are you kidding me? They owe us money too.
Yeah.
My mom would probably pay that fee. She's like, whatever the fee is, I'll pay it.
Yeah. Now, are you the only kid still living at home?
No, I have a second sister that's living at home, but she's looking for a new job and moving out. The pandemic really hit her.
It did squish a lot of things, yeah.
Well, she also works in the service industry, so food and stuff, and that was her passion, and she's like, these past 2 years fucking ruined it. Like, the rudeness of people just yelling in my face, just wanting instant gratification. When she was by her, she just got a team, but she was by herself doing all this food prep and people would just be like, this is taking forever. And she's by herself and she's like, I'm fucking done. Like, I used to love it and people ruined it for me. So she
it'll get back to the way it was, won't it?
Yeah. But in the food industry, you don't really make a lot of money. And especially with like the cost of living now, she's just like reevaluating like what to do.
That Wolfgang Puck seems to be doing fine, but okay. You say so.
There's a few guys that are really pulling that food thing off.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're like a Gordon Ramsay or cake boss, but you know. So she'll cook as long as she keeps cooking for me, then I'm okay with what she does.
Boy, Coco.
All right, let's get to bad advice. I do want to say, I want to reiterate once again, Brent and I had a long talk about this. We don't have a lot of bad advices in stock. So I'm going to give you one, and it's a good one. But I want to encourage you, if you've got any problem, any question, a story you want to tell, some fun topic, please send it. Don't feel like we're inundated, because we're not. We would love to get your emails and you know, give us a crack at your problems. We'd love it. Send it to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Hello, Radio Alice family. I was listening to your secret show Monday the 8th. And Vinny, is that last week? I guess it would have been last week. Mm-hmm. And Vinny talked about the pressure men experience to be good in bed. This made me think of something that's been on my mind. I'd like to ask your opinion about promposals and the impact this might have on marriage proposals in the future, which I'm going to tell this person right now. It's already this, the proposed social media has done this.
Yeah.
The proposal is
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Not just to get down on one knee at a nice restaurant anymore. It's got to be a thing. And promposals, it's the same thing. You know, that's where the posal comes from. It's already translated into the marriage proposals.
Elaborate. Right.
So this woman says, it's prom season now. And this generation, yep, I'm a 1970s baby from back in the 1970s, the olden days. This generation is doing promposals where the teenager comes up with some super elaborate way to ask the date to the prom. My friend's daughter was asked by her boyfriend after a long hike up a hill to a private overview of the bay where he had rose petals tossed on the ground 50 feet before they even reached the picnic blanket. On the blanket was a basket with Chinese food. Inside the fortune cookies were personalized notes asking if she'd go to the prom with him. What? Anyway, this sort of thing seems to be expected nowadays, and my local high school is even having a competition for the best promposal. My knee-jerk reaction is that this is putting far too much pressure on teenagers to get it just right. This is just a high school dance, for God's sake. It makes me wonder how this might translate into their adulthood and wanting to propose to their significant other but are paralyzed by the pressure to perform.
Pressure.
Pressing down on me. Pressing down on you. Blah, 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 blah. I know how difficult that is for people to propose as it is. Let alone with this new expectation that some over-the-top gesture that's Insta-worthy or whatever. Any kind of social media-worthy. Just curious to see what your thoughts are on this. What are your feelings on having a promposal competition at a high school? Too much? Also, listener from day one. Seriously, day one. Been through my life with you all and have laughed and cried through all of life's moments you've shared with us over the past 25 years. Anyway, all this to say I genuinely do have overwhelming feelings of affection. Hold on. It's not concern, it's affection. Overwhelming feelings of affection.
Okay.
OFOA for y'all. Thanks. You know, look, the promposal competition, that's just fun. But
I hate it.
Okay. I hate it too.
I hate it too. Oh. I'll tell you, I think that the schools are trying to find ways to engage the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I get their going, well, these kids love this stuff. They love social media. They love, you know, going viral. So this is a way for them to, I guess, have the kids be engaged. But to me, yeah, you are creating this crazy expectation where, so what, are we going to have skywriters now write the prom, you know, question out and the kid's going to be
in debt? That's not big enough.
To the parents, like, it's, exactly. I mean, come on.
Well, my worry is that someone might get hurt. I think fine, have the competition. I think that that's cute, and if everybody's into it, but it does put a lot of pressure on. And now, if your boyfriend asks you, you got a shitty boyfriend if he doesn't do at least try to do something.
What about
big.
The people that don't get asked?
I know,
like me. I didn't get asked, but the whole promposals, like, it was kind of simple when I was in high school, but then my little sister started seeing like what her classmates would do, and it became so elaborate.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The one-upmanship.
Yeah.
And I think it could actually get dangerous. I think that people, you remember the wedding proposal we saw, Bryn? You played me the video. They're at a rooftop party and this guy stands up on the edge of the roof, like a, I don't know, four stories, say, five stories. And he's there's a perimeter raised area. And he stands up on that and he's like, everyone, I want your attention. I just want to say how much I love this woman. And then he loses his balance and he plummets over the side of the building. And she and all her everybody runs. Oh, my God. And he's laying on a air mattress that says, you know, Annie, mm-hmm. will you marry me? But it's heart stopping. It worked out. What is going to be the next thing? Like people.
It gets pushed further and
further. And further. Like I cut it into my back with glass.
The gender reveals are the same way. They're just
getting out of
hand.
Those two.
They're like, you know, like they're fucking setting fields on fire.
Right.
Because they're trying to do something super elaborate and have like explosions with blue powder everywhere for, oh, it's a boy, but you fucking lit the whole forest on fire, you fucker.
Yeah. It's all social media based. So that's there's the culprit, right?
Yes.
But I do think sanctioning it from the school, and Coco just mentioned it. Look, to me, it's less about a kid, you know, pulling this elaborate falling off the roof in order to ask for prom. It's more about all the kids who aren't getting the elaborate show and how now suddenly
something's wrong with them.
Either just getting asked isn't enough, or worse, not getting asked at all means you're the biggest fucking loser in the world compared to Cindy, who got a guy who fell off the roof for her.
Yeah, four different dudes promposed to Cindy.
Right. So I do see that, you know, at a time when
school's hard enough,
are more, they seem to be anyway, more concerned about the kinds of things that can leave a kid scarred for life or worse, you know, feeling suicidal. This seems to be pretty reckless.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to sort of figure out what's the gauge. Like, is this as big as it's being made out to be? Or is this, there's a few places where it's a thing and most schools don't give one fuck what these kids
maybe do. Maybe the school's setting some parameters too. Because you know what else I'm thinking is that from a liability standpoint, the kids are going to do this anyway. You making it a contest makes you liable if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to, instead of being able to say, well, I did it for the gram. They're going to say, I did it because it was a thing at my school. And
how were you guys asked?
I don't even remember how I was asked.
I didn't go to all that stuff through high school. I was not antisocial because I was friends with everyone, but I didn't want to do the sanctioned stuff. So I didn't go do any of the dances. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any of that.
You went to a prom though, didn't you?
I did. Hold on. So my senior year was sort of like this time when I was starting to be better behaved and I'd kind of gone through some of that angst or, you know, whatever. And my mom was like, look, there's some things I really want you to do. I want to get you a high school ring. I want you to do class pictures. I would like you to... And I started saying, okay, I'll do that for you. Well, the prom thing, I had a girlfriend at the time. I had a high school sweetheart, but we broke up regularly. We broke up and got back together and broke up and got back together. So we were broken up. And this girl that I had my eye on, her name was Andrea. Mm. I just asked her out. You want to go? And then her best friend was Jason Sisko asked her best friend. And four of us were like a thing. We were all, we're all going to go together.
Oh, shit. So Darcy was pissed, huh?
And then Darcy and I got back together.
Oh, no. On the in-between?
In the in-between. So Darcy and I were back together on the prom night when I was out with Andrea.
So you kept your commitment to Andrea. Andrea
I'd already
well
asked
aware?
Her. I couldn't get out of it. There was no way I was going to be able to.
Well, she's probably paid for a ticket and for her dress. So did she know that you and Darcy were back together?
Yes. Okay. The funny thing now that I look back on it, there's a bunch of stuff that's just stupid about that night. But I didn't have a phone, so I was asked to call when we get back to the hotel room.
Oh, call Darcy.
Yes. Oh, yes. And check in. So I had to, there I am at the hotel room where we're all about to start getting wasted, because that was really the only thing I was in this for.
Right.
And I have to call my girlfriend and say, we're here, we're safe, everything's fine. And
I might go fuck her now, because I'm going to get obliterated. I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen.
In fact, I'll tell you what happened. We ended up getting Coke.
Oh, God.
And we had a bathtub full of beer. We partied. The police came. I think I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
The police threw us out, and they were like taking our keys from us as they're getting us thrown out of this hotel. They've got them on the countertop, and I snagged one of them as we were getting thrown out. I'm walking by, and I snag a key, put it in my pocket, and we leave. We go to some other party, and then I'm like, I think it's safe. They're gone. Let's go back to our room. We have a bathtub full of beer. So we went back to our room, and sure enough, it was all there, and we started partying again. And Andrea and Missy go, you guys, this is super lame. We're not going to sit here and do cocaine all night and drink with you guys. Let's go find a party. And we were like, bye.
We've found our party.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Bye. Have a good one. Yeah. I can't bone you anyway. And where are we going to go? We just got busted already once. So we're going to go to another party and have that get busted? I'm staying
we'll stay
where
here
I am.
And drink the bathtub full of beer.
Right.
Brendan, did you ask anybody to prom?
I was with Derek's mom at the time in ninth grade.
So you went. So
I did go to a prom in ninth grade. And in 10th grade, I dropped out because I had a kid. So, right. There's that.
So but, yeah. I didn't know you didn't finish high school. Did you get a GED? You must have.
No, I went back to, it was called Independence High. And yeah. It was like an at-home study thing where they basically give you a bunch of homework assignments. Yeah, packets of homework assignments. You bring it back once a week, essays and all that. And I got my actual diploma. High school diploma. Yeah.
Hey, was she older than you? Why do you? Because aren't
yeah, she was 2 years older.
Okay, so she was going to her junior prom while she was fucking a freshman.
That's right.
Who was knocking her up?
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bryn.
Way to go, Bryn.
Try a condom next time, though, dingbat.
Well, you know, I felt so good at the time. Yeah.
15 years old. What do you care? Yeah. Learn from our mistakes, children. All right, listen, I'm going to give you a little insight here. If you don't already know this, we tape the Secret Show, and then it gets turned around and put up on the Odyssey stream. So, well, sometimes we do mistakenly say, Odyssey. We say it's streaming live. It isn't. And because today we have a meeting in like a minute, we have to be done with the show for today. So I get that it's a short one. I know you're going to text me anyway, but you don't have to. I'm well aware, and I'm sorry. And again, we really do want your bad advices. Send them to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
The end.